fan son de televisión. Este que sí. And I would like to start by explaining, preaching about this last word of the Gospel of today. He said, the following, our Lord. He said the following, come to me, all of you who are tired, yes, and I will refresh you. Take the yoke upon my yoke upon you, and learn from me, that I am humble and meek of heart. You shall find rest for your souls, because my yoke is light and my burden is light. So this is precisely the message of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus to us today, because today is the Saint Mary, she is the patroness of all the Benedictines of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The second patroness is a high rank feast for us. So Mosa she wants to remind us the foundation, the very foundation of our spiritual life is the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Like that. So each one of us is looking for a resting place, for a consolation, for a strong love. For example, someone who protect us, to give us what we need. This is our Lord, the Most Sacred Heart. So he wants us to rely that he's our resting place, he's our end. He wants us that he will be everything for us. So I want to dwell on that idea. The idea of the foundation. Our Lord explained in the Gospel that the house which is founded upon a rock never will be threatened or be lost by any wind or storm or something like that, a disaster. Because founded upon a rock, our Lord said. Whereas, he said, if a house is founded upon sand, without foundations, he said, any wind or any storm will cause the house to collapse and the loss will be great, he says. So I want to dwell on this point because we are temples of God. When a house, we are a house to God in our souls. He dwells therein. And the foundation is himself. He's called himself the rock. The rock that has been despised by the builders who have become the cornerstone of the building. That's the reason why he calls St. Peter's rock. Because our Lord, upon St. Peter, he built the church, the divine foundation, and the gates of hell will not prevail. So I want to just to make this this analogy with the foundation which is our Catholic faith, is the foundation of our house. It's a divine foundation. That is the rock of our Lord. So if we make this analogy, we are founded and rooted upon our Lord's promises, united to him by this infinite foundation, which is the faith, which is a rock which lasts for eternity. And therefore, Catholics, we focus upon protecting that foundation, digging our house through the gifts of the Holy Ghost, of understanding, wisdom, knowledge, counseling, in order to keep fresh that living faith founded upon that rock of our Lord Jesus Christ alive. we protect it, we foster it, we defend it. And the focus is precisely in order to, for our world to keep building to eternity, our houses. The church, but we will apply this analogy to ourselves, to our soul, no? Our body and soul. So, in this crisis of the church, precisely what has been undermined has been the foundations, the very foundations of the Catholic Church, but also of our souls, by this environment of apostasy, liberalism, modernism. So I was making the analogy also this early this day, that if we don't focus to protect the foundation, this flood of apostasy and corruption will undermine the faith in such a way that any storm will throw the house to the ground. Especially what has happened in Vatican II, what has happened in the Vatican II in tradition, which is SSPX going towards Rome and embracing Rome, the modernist Rome. So, and this is precisely what the teaching I want you to emphasize, because people focus in the roof, in the walls, in the beauty of the house, so the sacraments, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, grace, the devotions, prayer. But those great things of God, divine things of our holy religion, without the foundation, are condemned to collapse. You realize history is just showing us that, like that. The Anglicans, when they rejected the rock of St. Peter and our Lord's foundation, they started building up upon sand and fruitless, and they were going worse and worse as time passed by. Never were able to do something pleasing to God. The foundation was gone. They were building upon sand, and the storm, the diabolical storm, easily overcame them. That goes with all the other movements and like that. No? But applied to this crisis of today, we see Catholic families, Catholics, many of our relatives even, focusing in the external beauty of our holy religion. The walls, the roof, the extremely beautiful ceremonies, and they overlook the foundations. In fact, they say, until I don't see the Novus Ordo or Mass being celebrated in my chapel, in my family, I am okay, I am at peace. I don't have to fight. That's precisely the problem. That is the problem. It's not founded upon the mosaic of Jesus. The faith in Him, in His promises, therefore, and sustaining us, and His love. This is why Cardinal P was very clear, that the battles are fought at the level of the principles. Means that in this crisis we focus on the foundations. So we suffer, therefore, no walls, no structure, very austere environment, friends, no attractive to many people. This crucifying reality. Because they want to enjoy, they are focused on themselves, so, on the benefits of religion, and not in what keeps us united to our Lord, which is the cross, the fidelity, the humility, and the faith. By the faith that we want to the Mother of Jesus. That's the light which give us entrance to the Mother of Jesus. Faith. So if you have a weak faith, a compromised faith, you are compromising the very connection and the very union with our Lord. Therefore the building is collapsing. So it's easy, we don't need to be a prophet that to see that, for example, the XSPX is collapsing. Because they don't have foundations, they are not paying attention to the very foundations of the building, of the SSPN building. And this error has been repeated again and again. In fact, Cardinal P, he said that has been the main, he said, the main mistake of Catholic through centuries has been to wait until the consequences of false principles to start reacting. Basically, until they don't see the house collapsing, they don't, they start fighting. They start rammeting the roof and the walls when they see the house collapsing. And then it's not what our Lord said. Our Lord said the contrary. No. You found upon rock, and the rest, which is the virtue of hope, you hope for walls and roof and bishop, structure, priest, sacraments. This is the part of God. And he says, look after my kingdom and its justice, and the rest will be added upon you. Yes. This is why we don't see, we don't enjoy, we are crucified because this flood of corruption is being undermined our faith. It's our focus. It's a great spectacle before God and men to be focusing on our faith and suffering the consequences of that. Being isolated, in solitude, no structure, no bishop, no friends, no family, no vocations even, very few help, and people mocking us, we are crazy in the face of the others, as if we were despising the sacrament, but not, we are not. In fact, in order to give foundation for our future families and children and society and the Catholic Church, that we receive Christ and the faith and the hope and charity as we have received it, we need to be faithful to the faith, to hand over to the others that we have received. That was precisely the Lefebvre wanted to be written on his grave, right? I handed over what I have received. So even in the natural world, if you are an architect and you see your house being weakened in the foundations, you don't start building more floors. You don't keep furnishing your house. You invest all your resources in the foundations. Otherwise, the loss will be complete. It's exactly what is happening, it's what I said, you said, explained to our nuns. Because the persecution, the poverty, the lack of benefactors, the lack of vocation is tremendous. But I told them to console them. Look, we are digging the foundations, we are looking for to keep this rock untouched, no moving, no shifting to another foundation. Which is precisely the liberals, they shift the foundation from rock to sand to keep themselves in the building, beautiful building. But people like easy life, and they like the beauty, and what sacraments are offered to us, it's something beautiful. But it's not the focus. It's why when we tell people that we come to Mass to be crucified, only those who are in a real fight and a real resistance, they understand that. We come to Mass, we seek Mass to be crucified with our Lord. So, we come to give ourselves. So, we come to give, to be at the service of our Lord, digging foundations, keeping foundations, which are not seen, are not appealing to human nature, to be working on the foundations down on the ground. But it's the reality. This is the temporality of our battle. It's the only way we will have the domestic house of Jesus as the living foundation of our families and our society, our countries. To be faithful to Him. Because faith is what connects us with the domestic house of Jesus. If we weaken that connection with our Lord, everything collapses.
As easy as that.
Yes. He's the rock. And we want the founder of the rock. So let us say that Mayor is married to help us understand this thing. We find something.